Hello, this is Ryokyu Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. We wish for people's richness in spiritually, and of course also for physically. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, before I start talking about today's subject, there's a reason why I said now spiritually and also of course physically. And this is because for a long time the religion misled people's mentality. Religion tried to let people choose only one or the other. If you go onto the path of the God, you have to give up the physical life. Or if you also want to make yourself physically comfortable, you have to give up your spirituality. The way of the God. This is wrong. There's no difference between spirituality and the physically in deep inside our heart. We will find the oneness of spirituality and the spirit and matter. Well, today's subject is about form of the Buddha. Actually, this is in some way too profound to talk about. The form of Buddha means that the Buddha image, either picture or either is made of wood. The Buddha created. Buddha were created as a form since Mahayana Buddhism started. And some people think that this is the worship to idol. And the Muslim background people and or the Judaism background people would be afraid because of the strictness in those religions. For example, Judaism in ancient day, if the people worship toward idol, the people would get killed by throwing stones. That's scary, isn't it? So some people think that because of the great saint, the Shakyamuni Buddha, we have to worship either with picture or with the wooden Buddha image. But actually it isn't. People don't know, but until Mahayana Buddhism started, the created Buddha image as either picture or either made of wood or stone, it was prohibited in Buddhism. But Mahayana Buddhists started to build it. Well, why they started to create the Buddha image? Well, I will not talk about the details, historical details. But why people, the new Buddhist people in that time, started to make it as a form, the Buddha image? There is a reason the profound reason for that. Well, there are conditions to create the Buddha image, which means that it says in a sutra that the form of the Buddha, which has mainly 32, which that Shakyamuni Buddha has this form of these 32. What are these 32 forms of Buddha? For example, the one is that, for example, all the Buddhas has a bump in the head, as you know, which means that if there's no bump in the head, it's not the Buddha image, it's not the light, it's not the Buddha. Why is this? This is the meaning. The bump on the head is a symbol of that infinite development of the spirit, of the great spirit of the universe. Why is that? The name of this form is not able to see the top. Well, what that means? Well, straight translation is that non-top view. Yeah, which means that you're not nobody able to watch or see the top, the bump part, top of the head. Actually, this is a symbol, the symbol of the enlightenment, that even you go, you progress a little bit, you can never be more than the Buddha. Buddha is the spirit of the state of the heart, that infinite development. Every moment increases the happiness. Every moment increasing the joy. Which means that even you develop your spirit, you can never be above Buddha, because always infinitely spiritually developing, that is the spirit of the Buddha. But why there are meanings of the forms? Is that make the difference? Actually, there are several meanings, and there is big meaning that Buddha image has a form. Because in a workshop, that if one key sensation has opened up, if you visualize the image of a Buddha, or in a workshop, if you receive the key unification, which is the experience that your body and heart melted away, and that start losing the border, sensation of the border, separation of the border between oneself and the world. And additionally, after this unification of the key happens to you, if your partner visualizes the Buddha in the heart, this is what interesting part. Deceiver can start feel the body sensation of the enlightenment. Well, then what? Well, it's a lot, because even one hasn't ever practiced practice any speciality, but in a workshop, if the one were read in key by key and open up the sensation of the key, unification of the key, and when other people visualize the Buddha in the heart, you start feel losing the border of self and others. This is such a so comfortable experience, which means that Buddha image is a tool to experience the body sensation of the enlightenment. In Mahayana Buddhism, we say the truth, tool and truth are equal. One more time. The tool and truth are the same. The tool means that the Buddha image is to let other people or oneself open up the body sensation of the enlightenment. This is so, the tool, which is Buddha image, is a tool, but it's not end of the story, because of this just philosophy, the tool is equal to the truth. Actually, this the tool and the truth are oneness philosophy. I believe this is most difficult to accept of the humanity. So is that tool only? If it's only the tool, after we get enlightenment experience, we will not need the experiences. This the tool and the truth are the oneness philosophy. It is such a profound philosophy. And when you discover the real meaning of this, you'll surprise. Because in the world of the invisible world, the key, the world of the key, you'll be able to discover this, that this image of the Buddha, the spiritual image of the Buddha, really exists as a part of the structure of the universe. The great spirit of the universe are not only just the universal emptiness, but it exists just behind this world. The form of the Buddha, which has a form, exists. And you can experience this. So with the image of the Buddha, which has 32 forms, will increase your spirituality. And as I said in the beginning, your spirituality develops, and then you gain more richness also in the physical world. As a theory, philosophical theory of the oneness, of the truth and the tool, and the spirit and matter. I wish you both will be the richer. May you and people around you and people in the world please not misunderstand that worshipping the Buddha is image. It's not worshipping the idol as idol, but it is to manifest our internal Buddha. Therefore, I would say to you and people around you and people in the world, be wealthy, spiritually and physically.